Hello and welcome to episode 58 of What's Dis Podcast. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
And today we're going to celebrate Mardi Gras.
Oh yeah, Fat Tuesday.
And Ash Wednesday. And Thirsty Thursday. And Buffalo Wing Friday.
What?
What?
What's Buffalo Wing Friday?
You gotta leave the state for that.
Oh, okay.
Well, today I wanted to go over some ways that you currently can celebrate Mardi Gras in Disney.
I like that. That sounds like fun.
So we'll do a couple things that you can do now, and in accordance to our show, which is Extinct Attractions, Extinct Shows, we will do some past Mardi Gras stuff that you could have done way back when.
But not anymore.
But not now. And there'll be some from Disney World, some from Disneyland, and one from Universal.
Right.
Because Universal's actually the Mardi Gras happening place. It's not Disney.
Yeah.
Disney doesn't hardly do anything for it.
Well, Mardi Gras is not really a family thing. It's more of an indulgence before.
It makes sense for Universal to take over. If they had Pleasure Island, they could do it.
They would definitely do something.
But can't have nice things anymore, so.
Nope.
There we go. That's why we can't have nice Mardi Gras things in Disney.
Which is really too bad.
What we do have is a Port Orleans Riverside and Port Orleans French Quarter.
More French Quarter, though.
Which is all New Orleans themed and the place to be when it's Mardi Gras.
Is it?
It is. They have special character meet and greets. So Mickey's there with his jester costume on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think Goofy's there too, I believe.
Why wouldn't Goofy be in a jester costume?
I think he is also. I think they're just like New Orleans themed, costumed out.
They both show up and they go,
we're here.
What, did we coordinate here? What's going on?
Yeah, that's what they do.
All right.
And then you take pictures with them and then you say hi. They also have a parade that we'll watch. So they do everyone one every year. So I figured 2019.
It's past. We can't do it now.
It's current, though.
We're going to miss it.
It's current, but it's also we missed it. So it's like extinct now.
It's extinct. It'll never happen again.
In 2019.
Right.
It'll happen next year, but it won't be the same.
It'll be the 2020.
Yes. That's what I figured. That's what we do for the Halloween. We do the Fort Wilderness Halloween parade.
Yep.
So we'll just do stupid parades every year that no one watches anyways.
Love stupid parades.
If I were there, I would have watched it. I would have had to stay there because I probably wouldn't go out of my way to go see it. But if I was a local, I certainly would.
So you're saying if you were in Disney World right now,
yeah,
yesterday,
yeah,
you would have only saw it if you stayed at...
I don't even know if I would have then, honestly, because you have your days so booked.
I wouldn't even have thought. I didn't even think of it until later on
in the
day. I
didn't know it happened until, like,
I was like, oh, it's Mardi Gras today.
Yeah,
it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, because we were contemplating on if we were going to do Communicore Part 2, but I figure we'll give it a little break and we'll do Communicore Part 2 next time we get around
to Epcot.
Coming.
Next week.
So we'll go to... Oh, we're not going really anywhere. We're going to all different parks this episode.
We're going everywhere.
That's why I like doing like random episodes where we just like do random... So we're not like checking off a list and then running out of attractions and stuff.
Yeah.
So this hopefully will be interesting.
We change things up.
So what we're going to start with is I'm just going to look through the Boatwright's Dining Hall menu at Port Orleans Riverside and see if we actually want to ever go there or not.
Yes, we were going to go there, right?
Yeah.
But we didn't.
We should have when we stayed there, but we really didn't have enough time because we only had like 3 days because it was the Great Movie Ride trip.
Right.
So I was like, I'm not going to spend time at the resort eating.
Did we not do a full stay there either? We went to a different resort?
Yeah, I think
resort.
We did one night at like Pop just to extend the vacation a little bit. Just for the airfare purposes. But,
that sounds right, yeah.
Okay. We stayed there like 3 nights, I think, in the, what's it called? The Royal Rooms we did.
Right.
Yeah. With the little light up boards and stuff.
Dixie Landings.
Yeah, Dixie Landings we stayed at. And we've done French Quarter a bunch, so.
We love French
Quarter. I love French Quarter. It's so cute. All right, so let's look through, you can tell me if you would order these things and if you, at the end, we can decide if we want to go there next trip, Honestly, if we're staying there, I think we should. I don't know if I'm going to ever make the trip out if we're not staying there.
Yeah, just to say we've been there.
Right. I'm not going to take a bus from a park to that resort back to a park unless I really have that much time to waste. If I'm here for 14 days maybe and I really, really want to try it.
Yeah, when you're like, what am I going to do? Oh, yeah. I know. I'll go to Cartwright's.
Yeah. Cartwright. Cartwright's. All right. So...
That was a Seinfeld joke.
There's one thing on this menu we did get last time we were there at Riverside when we saw Yeehaw Bob.
Yes.
And
did we go there twice? Did we see Yeehaw Bob and then we saw someone who wasn't Yeehaw Bob?
Yes, because we stayed there after. The first time we saw it from French Quarter. No, we went there from Coronado.
Right, we just went there to go there, right?
We did?
Yeah. That's we went there so for weird. Yeehaw Bob.
Oh, it was the night we got in late that night, and it was his show was starting at 10, so we just took like a, I don't know if we even took a bus there or Uber or something.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember, honestly. I thought we were staying at French Quarter when we walked over, but that it was on the Coronado trip, so I don't know how we got there. But we saw Yeehaw Bob. It was awesome.
Made it, yeah.
And the second time was some other guy, but he did like our song from our wedding and stuff. He was pretty good.
He was good.
He wasn't as entertaining, though.
Right, he wasn't entertaining, but he was still a good songster.
Yeah, and they do that, I think, like 3 times, 4 times a week. I don't think it's every night, but it's really good. French Quarter has like jazz music and like
dueling blues. Pianos? Is that what they have?
No, they had like saxophones and stuff like that.
Okay.
It was really jazzy. They have that in the like front of the lobby. So the only thing we had on here was the, what's it called? Fritters.
The Mardi Gras fritters?
We had that. It's like in, it's like on top of hot pepper jelly. It's like fried cheese. I don't really know what else is in it.
Just pimento cheese.
Just cheese. It's so good though. It's so melty and like
I don't remember
greasy.
Liking it.
Oh, I love them. They're
I don't like
so
pimento
good.
Cheese or pepper jelly.
I don't like pimento cheese either, but I liked fried cheese and they were like super melty. I don't know. It was just really good.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
And the other thing we got that wasn't at Boat Rides, it was just at the River Roost, was those potachos or tater tot pulled pork things.
Yes.
And wings we got.
The wings? Did I like those?
I don't remember liking the wings very much.
You know what? I can't say it was good food because it's not standing out in my head.
I did not like the potato tots. And I love tater tots, but...
We got something and the people next to us... reached like they didn't reach over but they leaned over and was like, what do you got there?
I think it was the tater tots because it was like covered in pulled pork cheese and like it had kind of a drizzle of mayonnaise, which I really didn't like.
Right. Yeah,
I didn't think it was gonna be mayonnaise. I thought it was gonna be like, I don't know,
like a ranch
sauce or something. Yeah,
something like that.
It was gross. It was like so soggy. I'm like, at least make the freaking tater tots really crispy so that if you have this greasy stuff on top it doesn't soak it all up.
Right. It was almost like they just threw it in the oven as one thing and let it go.
Oh, so gross. I'm never getting those again. But I like the fritters and the wings. I don't remember, but I'm sure they were fine. Just normal wings. So what else do we have here? We have crawfish bisque. I definitely want to try that.
I do want to try that.
It has a touch of sherry in it and creme fraiche. Ooh. I've never had creme fraiche.
Creme fraiche.
Creme fraiche. Is that what it
is? I don't know.
I would definitely eat that. Would you eat that?
I would. I want to try that. I like sherry. I like creme fraiche.
Ooh, and then they have an andouille sausage in a 3-cheese blend served in a bread bowl. Oh, I would eat the shit out of that.
I'm not a cheese guy.
Oh, I love me some cheese. I had the cheese fondue from the Christmas Epcot booth, and I got that twice on that trip because it was so fucking good.
I saw andouille sausage, and I was like, yes, and then it was cheese dip, and I was like, eh, maybe not.
You probably just like dip toast things in it or something. I don't know. I love andouille sausage. I think it's delicious. So cheese.
You skipped the French onion soup au gratin.
I did because every place has French onion soup. Like, I guess that's because French Quarter, it says it's like.
It's reminiscent.
Reminiscent of Pierre Dor's home village, Dior's. I don't know who that is, though. So
yeah,
that doesn't really
that.
Mean anything to me. Mardi Gras fritters. And then they have fried green tomatoes with spicy crawfish remoulade.
And arugula.
Can you eat arugula?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it comes with that too. I would eat those.
They wouldn't put it on there if you couldn't eat it.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a side of nice greens.
They don't put that on there. But yeah, I would actually really like to try that.
I've never had green tomatoes.
I don't like tomatoes, but the spicy crawfish.
I think green tomatoes are sweeter though. I don't think they taste like tomatoes, right?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I think they looks more like eggplant than it does tomatoes, but I have no idea. I've never had them, so I want to try them.
Yeah.
And a crawfish remoulade sounds delicious. I'm not going to read the fucking salad because fuck that. Okay, so for entrees, we have a All You Care to Enjoy chef's platter with ribs. Blech. Why did I say it like that?
I don't know.
Ribs, Nashville hot chicken, smoked sausage, barbecued beef brisket with mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, street corn, and green beans for $33.
That's a hard pass for me.
What? You wouldn't get that?
I don't think it's... I bet they have all of this pre-made ready to go and
it's
just going to be heated
just
up.
Like, just like at the Whispering Canyon where we got that and it was like
yep.
Gross.
That's going to be a hard pass.
All right,
sounds
so,
good, but it's if you see something like that, something that's a signature dish like that,
yeah,
they're not going to take.
Yeah, they're just making plentiful portions of it because people keep ordering it, right. So they just have it on hand. And you're paying $33 each. It's not that you're just paying for that one platter.
For me, I always like to get something to order. Yeah, like, they're like, how do you want that cooked?
Yeah, and sometimes we even get stuff specifically, like when we order Chinese food, we order it with no vegetables because we know they have to make a new batch.
They
got to
make a fresh batch, yeah.
I like the vegetables, but you don't, so it makes it better, I guess.
It works for me.
I know. It's always fresh that way, though.
I don't mind the vegetables either, but I don't want to get a batch of rice that's been sitting out there all day.
That's true. I know. It works. Then they have the Big Easy. Is New Orleans the Big Easy?
Yeah.
Okay. And that is
you think in New York?
Yeah.
It's a Big Apple.
Yeah. 10-ounce grilled New York strip with crawfish mac and cheese. Ooh. Seasonal vegetables and a blackberry port demi.
That sounds really good.
That sounds so good. Oh, I wonder if the mac and cheese is like on top of it or something.
I hope not.
Crawfish mac and cheese sounds delicious. I don't know what crawfish tastes like, though. I feel like it's like lobster, kind of, but
the mac and cheese better be in its own dish on the side.
But the blackberry port demi sounds amazing.
It really does.
Okay, I would probably get that, but let's see. Then they have a jambalaya, which is slow-cooked spicy shrimp, andouille sausage, and chicken served with rice. I mean, that's self-explanatory. That's like any other jambalaya.
It's available as a vegetarian entree.
I would not get that
as a
vegetarian.
And I don't quite understand how.
Because it'd just be rice. How is it jambalaya if you don't put meat in it?
I'm pretty sure the broth is some type of meat-based broth.
Yeah, so you'd just get literally rice and spices.
I don't know enough about jambalaya,
though. This is gross. No, thank you. I would order that, though, just to see if they have a good jambalaya.
Yes.
Just to test them.
Because we could compare it to all the other jambalaya we've never had.
I had it once in New York at the Port Orleans, French Quarter, what's it called? Bourbon Street?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a good place.
Oh, I love that place. Then they have the Turbo Dog barbecued ribs with Creole coleslaw, street corn, and Cajun fries. Ooh, Cajun fries I would be down
what's
for.
What's a Turbo Dog?
I immediately
thought this was a hot dog.
Turbo Dog barbecued ribs. Do you want to Google Turbo Dog for me? You know, turbo is like, isn't that the fish? Turbo?
It's not spelled like that. It has a T at the end.
Oh, turbo.
Yeah. Turbot, yeah.
Turbot. House smoked ribs. I wonder if they really do smoke them there, too. I doubt that very much. It's probably microwaved. I'm talking to myself.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to Google something. You asked me to Google something.
You can't do two things at once.
All right. So Turbo Dog appears to be a beer by Abita.
Oh, okay. So they use the beer to make like a barbecue sauce.
Yeah, that's what
that I mean. Makes sense. That doesn't sound too bad.
Right.
That sounds good.
But they don't tell you that at all.
No,
they
just says turbo. It sounds like a hot dog rib.
It's house smoked ribs. No barbecue sauce, but obviously there is.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay.
And Creole coleslaw, was that just like spicy coleslaw? What does that mean?
I don't know.
We'll have to find out. We'll have to go there and buy all this stuff.
The one time I went to New Orleans, I didn't have a good time.
I know. We didn't get that good of food. We got alligator, which was really good, though.
The blackened was good, but the fried was not.
It was weird. Yeah. Blackened alligator was like the way to go.
Right. It was cooked.
I don't even remember
amazingly.
What else we got there. I think we just got po' boys.
Yeah. I got a shrimp po' boy. Yeah. And you got a.
I thought I also got a shrimp
po' boy. Did you?
Oh, I don't remember.
That doesn't sound right.
I feel like I would have tried something different.
Right.
But, maybe I got the jambalaya. I definitely had gumbo at the airport. That was good.
Yeah.
I had to try gumbo before we left.
It was not a good experience.
I know. We didn't do enough research into the restaurants to go to, and also we weren't very close to good restaurants because French Quarter is a dip.
It's a dump.
Fucking dump. Like,
also, they were doing that repair in the middle of the street.
Oh, yeah. It was awful.
And you had to walk like
everywhere.
Half a mile down the street just to turn around.
And you can't see any restaurants or anything. It's like gross.
Yeah, not good.
Okay, so then they have General Fulton. I don't know who the fuck that is. His prime rib. And they have it with rubbed with crafted chicory coffee blend. Ooh, mashed potatoes, seasonal vegetables, and horseradish cream. That I would eat the shit out of.
I'm not a huge fan of coffee on.
I bet beef. I bet I would like it. I love prime rib too. So any prime rib. Well, nope. I had a bad prime rib at a wedding, but
that was a wedding. Come. That's not fair.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, I'd probably get the next one. Deep South shrimp and grits with andouille sausage, red-eye gravy over creamy Charleston-style grits.
What is a red-eye gravy?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. You don't know anything.
All these words, I have no idea what they mean.
We don't know what any of this food is.
I don't know what Charleston-style grits means either.
We're going to be sitting there going, what's this?
I'd have them explain every single thing to me. I'd just be like, can I speak to the chef himself?
I'm glad that the shrimp is sustainable, but what is a red-eye gravy?
Is a sausage sustainable?
I actually think I looked it up before.
Red eye gravy?
Yeah.
Maybe it was made overnight because of red eye?
No, yeah. That's not it.
Oh, well, I'm going to make it up then until you tell me. I'll move on to the next one, though, while you look that up. We have Nashville hot chicken, which is hand-battered, crispy-fried hot chicken served with barbecue baked beans, collard greens, and house-made bread and butter pickles. I am not a fan of bread and butter pickles. You should not put sugar in pickles. That's just disgusting. They taste awful. And the worst is when you buy pickles and you get the wrong ones by accident, and then you eat one as a bread and butter pickle. My mom did that once, and I was pissed. Like, she put it on my sandwich. I'm like, oh, just sugar all over it.
It's terrible. They shouldn't exist.
No. Why does anybody, if you eat these, you're wrong. You have no taste buds. You just shouldn't.
You have the wrong taste buds.
You shouldn't eat food. You're not allowed to anymore because you don't enjoy bread and
pickle,
butter.
There's two things a pickle shouldn't be.
Sweet.
Sweet and spicy.
I like spicy pickles.
They shouldn't be spicy.
Certain ones can.
Nope.
Yeah. Maybe just once or twice.
No. A pickle, a cucumber pickle should not be spicy.
Definitely shouldn't be sugary.
If you have a jalapeno pickled, that's fine. Mm. But pickle should not be spicy.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a fan of spicy pickles, but I'm sure if I found the right one, I'd marry it.
Well, maybe if you found the right bread and butter pickle.
They make Kool-Aid pickles.
Have you had that?
No. I would never eat that in a million years.
Yeah. Keep pickles. Pickles.
Pickles are fine the way they are. So what's red eye gravy?
Oh, it's just a thin gravy that they use in the South that's usually associated with ham.
Why is it called red eye then?
It didn't say.
Oh, God damn it. It doesn't really tell me anything.
It's just what they call it. They got weird names for things down there.
Would you get the fried hot chicken?
No, I'm not going to get... Well, I want to try other things. That's the thing.
I know. And you don't get chicken at a place where you want to try all the other stuff.
Right.
But
I like all the sides with it. It's got the best sides.
New Orleans.
Except for the bread and butter
pickles.
New
Orleans fried chicken is like, the hot chicken is spicy, or Nashville, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You said, this is Nashville hot chicken. I'm not going to New Orleans for Nashville chicken.
I know. Why don't they have okay, this is one thing that Disney needs, is a barbecue place. And not the one at House of Blues, because no one's going down there to get barbecue.
Nope.
We need not the one at Animal Kingdom, because that's just ribs and chicken. That's not not all barbecue. It's good. Good. It's not good enough.
It's probably the best.
Yes. But I need a Tennessee, Texas barbecue place. Like, you go there, there's paper towels at every table. You have bibs if you need them.
A roll of paper
towels.
There's
at least 6 buckets of different barbecue sauces that you can pour out at your leisure once you enter the restaurant, of course.
You're a northerner. You've got that northerner mentality when it comes to...
Or they have spiced ribs that are dry rub.
I love a dry rub.
And there's no dry rub anything in Disney.
No?
As far as I can tell, I haven't had anything. Dry rub chicken wings and dry rub ribs are where it's at, and they don't have that anywhere.
I'm all about that dry rub.
I love dry rub. But then they'd have cornbread. You could pick your sides. You could have watermelon, corn, beans, everything. That's what they need. They need one place that has all the barbecue fixings. They should just get rid of that brewery place at Boardwalk that's shitty or whatever that no one goes to.
What is that?
I don't even remember what the fuck it's called. Boardwalk Brewery, Brew Grill Pub.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Just sounds like nonsense, and I've only heard bad things. So get rid of that and put a barbecue place in, because fuck it. Or something that has to do with Boardwalk, at least. Not a fucking beer place or whatever. All right. Anyways, so... Did you look up anything else?
What was I supposed to look up?
No, nothing. Okay. So for sides, we just have fried okra, southern greens, and red beans and rice.
And the seasonal vegetables.
I'm just skipping things that are normal.
But I love a seasonal vegetable.
I would try fried okra. I'm not sure I would like it.
I think I would really like southern greens.
Southern greens I would definitely be in for. I would get those. And I'd get red beans and rice, too, because I love beans and rice. So, ow.
She's playing with your foot.
Cat's scratching me. Okay, and then for dessert, we have creme brulee, plain and simple.
Nah.
Mississippi mud pie with spiced hot spiced chocolate sauce and whipped vanilla panna cotta. Ooh.
That's a maybe.
That's fancy. I want to try Mississippi mud pie so bad. Red velvet cheesecake with bourbon vanilla cream. I could take it or leave it. St. Louis gooey butter cake with bourbon sauce and toffee brittle.
That sounds like a real treat.
Yeah. That reminds me of the brittle pie that we used to get at Sylvan Street that has like that sauce around it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's amazing. It has like marshmallow and ice cream in it. It's the best thing ever.
My mouth is starting to water.
I know, but I don't go to Sylvan Street, but if I do, I go for that. When I do, I get the brittle pie.
Yeah. Most interesting man in the world.
And then there's a trio of sorbets. No.
Yum. Thank you.
Bourbon Street pecan tart with butterscotch sauce and cinnamon gelato.
Cinnamon gelato?
I would try that.
Oh.
That sounds delicious.
Ooh.
And, oh boy.
Oh,
Joie de vie.
Oh, you said it right.
I did it. Joie de vie peanut butter mousse cake topped with triple berry sauce and peanut brittle. Mm-hmm.
You messed up peanut, but you...
Pre-nut. It's pre-nut. It's before the peanut's a whole... It's an adult. It's like...
It's before your nut.
Yeah. It's pre-nut. It's just the pre-nut that you get in the... The Bourbon Street, whatever.
Oh, that's funny. How's
peanut butter mousse cake, I wouldn't be all about.
Now, the kids' appetizers.
I'm not looking at that.
Celery and carrots.
Ew, that's an appetizer?
With fat-free ranch
dressing. How much
dressing.
Is it?
$3.
Jesus Christ, that's ridiculous. That should be free with the table. Celery and carrots come with wings. That's just, you don't pay for that. Although you do pay it at, what's it called? Buffalo Wild Wings. You do have to pay for that.
Really?
Yeah, they add like $1 if you want carrots and
they
stuff.
Don't want you to be healthy. They don't want
so
you to live
stupid.
Longer.
I'm like, that should come with it.
Get grilled chicken skewers.
I would
definitely
get the butter cake here.
Why does a kid's menu have grilled mahi-mahi?
Why is it not on the adult menu,
and
though?
And turkey marinara.
Ew, that's disgusting. These must just be like frozen meals that they just heat up when kids come in.
Yeah,
because kids
question.
Don't care. They don't have taste buds for the most part, unless your kid's cool. All right, then I just wanted to read you some of the New Orleans drinks that you can get at Port Orleans.
Tell me about it.
So this Big Easy Splash Port Orleans specialties served at what's called Muddy Rivers at the pool.
Oh, we're not on the same one?
No. I just have this one because I just wanted to talk about the five drinks that they have. So the first one's Hurricane, which we've had in New Orleans, and right?
Yep.
That wasn't...
Didn't like it.
That wasn't bad. It's too sugary for me.
Right, it was too sugary for me.
I think this one would be better. It has Gosling's Black Seal Rum, Don Q Crystal Rum, Tropical Juices, Grenadine, Monin Red Passion Fruit. Ooh, I love passion fruit. Topped with a float of Gosling's Black Seal Rum, which is already in the drink. So
well, all right. Southern Boatwright has one too.
Mm-hmm.
But theirs is Meyer's Original Dark Rum,
mm-hmm.
Don Q Cristal Rum,
yep.
Tropical Juices, topped with a float of Southern Comfort.
Ew, Southern Comfort is so cherry-like. I hate it. Oh, I threw up on it once and I can never smell it again. It's so gross.
That's gross.
Yeah, I know. Then they have All That Jazz, which is a layered blend of three specialty drinks below. Oh, okay. So if you want all three of the following drinks, you just get All That Jazz. I don't know why you would mix all of them, but that's all right.
Wait, in one drink?
So the guy has to make three drinks and then pour them into one drink. And what do you do with the other rest of it? What the fuck?
Throw it away.
All right. So they're kind of similar, though. They have the Front Porch Freeze, which is Cruisin' Mango Rum, Pineapple Juice, and Orange Juice blended with Mango Puree. I would love that. I love mango. Then they have the Gata Melon Juice, which is kind of like what we got at Bourbon Street.
The green one?
Yep. That one was delicious. It was Midori Melon, Pineapple Juice, and Monin Banana blended with Pina Colada. That's not what we had at all.
Was that the one with the shark in it? Which one had the shark in it?
Oh, no. I'm talking about when we were in New York, we had it at Bourbon Street.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when we were on
Remember
Bourbon
they
Street.
Had the $5 drinks, then one was a Hurricane, one was the Gator one,
yeah,
the
yeah,
green
okay,
one.
Yeah.
The green one's amazing. The red one, not so much. It was all right. The one we had on Bourbon Street was like the bomb one or whatever.
Bombs Away?
I don't remember what it was called, something bomb, and it was like made me sick. It was so frozen. It was ice cold.
It was so sugary. All the sugar. Yeah, ugh. I remember. That's we had a bad night because you got sick
it
too.
It was so bad. It made me so sick. It was like drinking 10 Four Locos at once. And the last one is Nola Cola.
Oh.
Cruzan, mango rum, pineapple juice, and Monin dessert pear blended with raspberry puree. Ooh, these all sound so fancy.
Where's the cola?
There's no cola, I guess. I don't know what the cola is in that. I guess it probably just looks like cola.
Well, maybe you know how Long Island iced tea doesn't have anything except for alcohol, but it tastes like an iced tea.
Well, the Big Island iced tea on this has Coca-Cola in it, so.
Well, there you go. There it is.
Really...
We found it.
There it is. They also have a black cherry lemonade that sounds delicious, but that has nothing to do with... Oh, they used to have one called Island Moonshine. That's kind of like New Orleans, I guess. Southern-ish.
I think Moonshine... Is Moonshine? I don't think it's that deep south. Maybe. I don't really know.
Definitely southern.
I thought it was more Appalachian mountainy.
Ooh, they have, for non-alcoholic, they have a Bullfrog Brew, which is Odwalla Lemonade, Monin Green Apple, and Monin Kiwi served in a souvenir light-up mason jar.
No, thanks.
No, thanks. I want a souvenir light-up mason jar.
I'm sure you can get it with an alcoholic beverage.
Then I will. I definitely, well, no, the alcoholic ones come in hurricane glasses.
I don't want that.
I would take that. I want a portal. If I'm staying at a place, I like to have their souvenirs. Like, obviously, I get a magnet everywhere we stay.
Right.
All right, so that's it. So that's how you can spend your food and drink wise at Disney and Mardi Gras style.
I still don't know if I'd want to eat there. I guess I would.
I do want to try it, but I don't know if I'm ever going to take the trip out to do it.
Just
really
be asking
tough
questions the whole time. I'd be like, well, what is this? Why?
It'd have to be an Epcot day where we're not doing dinner at Epcot or anywhere in Yachtsman or anything like that. And it would be like we take a bus over at like 5 o'clock, do dinner at Port Orleans, and then go back to Epcot and eat more, and then
watch Illuminations.
Illuminations, yeah.
Until it's over.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should just do it.
Maybe.
Maybe that'll be the one. So I also wanted to start do, like, I've been writing down restaurants I want to do next trip, and we talked about doing a one bad one that we've never been to before.
A bad one?
Yeah. Which
Tony's?
Was Electric Umbrella.
Oh, it's not, we don't know if it's bad, just because everyone else says it's bad.
That's why we have to try it. It looks so retro in there. I just hope it's still open by the time we get there.
Oh, you looked at the inside?
No, I've seen the inside. I've seen pictures and stuff.
I've never been inside.
We're going to go inside, we're going to eat, and we're going to hate it, and then we're going to leave.
See, it's weird because everyone hates Cosmic Rays.
Yeah.
But I love Cosmic Rays.
I don't.
I love it because most of my memories are from being super hungry and angry.
Yeah, and that always appeases you, so it's a good place.
To being happy because I've eaten, yeah.
That's true. Yeah. We could try Tony's if you really want to. I'm willing. I'm not even willing to pay for it, but honestly, if we have to, I will.
Well, that's what we do, right?
If we're going to say we hate a place, we should at least try it.
You've
I've had it like, I think over 10 years ago now I've been there. So, I mean, I'm sure it didn't change, but
who knows?
We can split a meal. That way we're not spending too much
there. I just want to get a spaghetti and meatball.
You know what I got there?
Chicken parm.
Lobster fra diavolo.
Fra diavolo. I send it back.
Fra diavolo is my favorite, but I don't remember liking it, so.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
I just want to get the lobster. Oh, no, never mind. I want to get the spaghetti and meatball and do the...
This is the night.
And I've never even seen that movie.
Oh, well, then we have to watch the movie and then go.
Right. We can't go unless we've seen the movie.
Look, I'm willing to do it. Maybe if they have lunch, too, I wouldn't feel as bad.
We can't see the movie if we're not
going to
go.
All right, we're going then. We'll have to go.
All right,
it's decided. All right, so now we're going to watch the 2019 Mardi Gras parade at Disney's Port Orleans Resort. I think this is at French Quarter, right?
I would hope so. It doesn't look like it. It looks more like it's at...
I don't know. Riverside's bigger, but I feel like it'd be too big.
It looks like it's got that stream going up the middle.
I think we can tell once we watch, probably.
Right.
Let's see. Oh, this is the... Oh, it's raining. Sorry for the audio.
Just says Port Orleans.
Mardi Gras, Tuesday, March 5th.
I mean, it goes through both. It starts in one and walks all the way through.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, here they come. Oh, it's a bike guy. Magical Lands. What the hell's that? Is that a travel agency?
Probably.
That's weird. Okay, there's a baton girl. I guess people just volunteer to be in it.
She's not even doing anything. She's just going,
She probably would have done more if she didn't have to hold a goddamn umbrella.
It's not pouring out, is it?
Oh, look, it's a golf cart decorated like a mask.
Oh, there's a puppy.
Oh, that's really cute.
Mardi Gras.
Some old people on golf carts. Oh, what are they passing out? Beads? Candy? Both?
Just everyone's taking their tops off.
I want candy. Party Gras.
Oh.
That'll come back.
Farty Gras.
Oh, look, there's a skull on that. What's that supposed to be? Is that
Voodoo.
Like Skull Rock? Oh, second star to the right, it says.
Oh, so it's Peter Pan.
It's Peter Pan. Oh, wow. The back is really cool. It has like a Mermaid Lagoon and a... Captain Hook's boat and the teepees.
Pan translates to bread. So it's Peter
Bread. Oh, Peter Bread. Mmm. And Peter. Why are they playing Frozen?
Because everyone fucking loves
it. Ooh. You're ruining Mardi Gras. It's just a long-ass golf cart with a fucking Elsa castle plastered to the side of it. That was so uninnovative. And then they have Olaf's balloons.
Oh my gosh, this sucks.
Like they didn't plan anything.
Oh, hey, hi, guys and girls.
Oh, look, more people with balloons.
They just have masks.
Shit.
It's all just cast members who have to walk through.
I know, that sucks. What's this? 2319. It must be Monsters, Inc., right?
Tomorrowland.
Oh, yeah, there's a sock. Oh, Tomorrowland. That's cute. Oh, the stitch on the top. Oh. That was a huge-ass stitch.
Hey, Stitch.
That stitch costs like $80 and it's getting soaked.
Fucking soaked. Now, Mr. Incredible is there.
He is?
Yeah, he was hanging off. See?
Oh, yeah. I see.
Oh, does that say Phantom?
The back.
Gourmet?
Why didn't they do any Carousel Progress stuff on that? Oh, it's the guy wearing a Simba poster. That's cool. Hakuna Matata.
He's singing Awimawa.
Awimawa. Awimawa. Oh, there's flowers all over it. That's cute. Oh, the back's really cute. They, what is that, a tablecloth?
It's like a shower curtain.
Damn. They went out on that. Freaking Lion King
poster. What
is that,
Laffy Taffy? No one likes Laffy Taffy. Get out of here.
Oh, she's Rafiki. They're just wearing, like, cards. I guess that's, like, jesters wear cards, maybe?
Yeah, jesters are on cards.
Yeah.
Don't wave to the dog. Okay. The dog doesn't understand what you're doing.
I guess they're still Animal Kingdom themed. So maybe they're, like, lands or something? I don't really know what the theming is here. You're either a movie or, like, a land, I guess. That puppy is so cute.
He's not enjoying it.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Oh, it's Mardi Gras.
You guys just holding his umbrella, not using it.
Shh, this woman's walking around trying to get candy.
What are these, police?
Give me candy.
Is this Zootopia, maybe? There's like a badge on the front and there's sirens on the top.
It does say Zootopia Police.
Oh, then yes, it's
Do Zootopia. They live in Zootopia?
Yep. Oh, God. Guy's a painted nose. Rainforest. Sahara
District.
Square. I guess those are the cities in Zootopia. Oh, and there's a donut at the back. The big donut.
The big donut.
The big donut, is that in there? I don't remember that movie at all.
Me neither. Oh, you're out of place
Scar.
There, Scar.
Hurry up.
We got Hercules coming up.
Oh, is this Hercules?
Oh, maybe it's Aladdin.
Oh, it's Aladdin.
It looks
it's a magic carpet on top.
Meg?
Oh,
on the bottom.
It is Megara?
No, it's Abu.
Oh, it's Abu. Okay.
It's a palette swap. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Oh, that's not bad. Oh, damn. He has a huge speaker. What the fuck is this?
Is it the
Broadway version?
Broadway?
Maybe. It doesn't even sound like the Broadway version.
No, it doesn't.
It sounds bad.
Yeah, I don't like it. Why'd you have to stop right there?
Is that lady pregnant? What do? They paint. Oh, they're Alice in Wonderland painting the roses red.
How's that dog peeing?
Come on. Come on, you fucker.
Eat
Move
me.
Your fucking car.
My car broke. You gotta push me.
Everyone's laughing at you. Yay, they're cheering because it got working again. Eat me, ha.
Yeah, eat me. Drink me.
That's cute. That's a good job on the Alice in Wonderland.
It's pretty
sweater.
Good.
Oh, look, Tweedledee and Tweedledum are in the back. Peeking.
So it's French Quarter we're at, by the way.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks like it. Happy Mardi Gras. Ooh, it's a ship.
Mardi Gras.
It's got skeletons in
it for
pirates. Some reason. Oh, okay. That cast member's dressed very well like a pirate. On the car, not the guy waving in front of us.
Is that a cannon? Shoot something.
Oh, yeah. It looks like it is.
Shoot some candy.
Like a potato cannon. SS Tortuga. Haha, that's cute.
Shoot some fucking
candy. What is she, bringing
candy.
The rear? What is she doing back there?
She's making sure that doesn't fall off.
That skeleton guy and the... Oh, she could give out beads.
Yeah, but she's not.
I don't see anyone with beads on.
That dog is not trained very well.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast. Oh, they're wearing the Fantasyland costumes, too. Oh, maybe it's from where they work.
Do you think they pulled them from there? And they were
yeah,
like, you got to
like,
go do the parade.
Those people work in Fantasyland or at Belle's thing, gift shop or whatever.
Oh, Toy Story.
Oh, shit. Oh, he was dubstepping.
It's the dubstep version of You Got a Friend in Me.
Dubstep Slinky Dog. And the army men are coming. But they don't have the shoe things on, so I guess they just made their own.
Yeah, it looks like they're just wearing green trash bags.
Yeah, pretty much. Come on, Slinky. What the hell is this music? What's that, a barn? Oh, it's Al's Toy Barn, maybe?
Right.
Ah. Oh, that's a good one. There's toys all over his slinky.
It really is.
Wow, this is terrible.
Well, I mean, I've got a new favorite song.
Dubstep Randy Newman. What a weird fucking choice. That's a really cute one. I like the Slinky Dog one. That's long.
They did a real good job.
Yeah, did they make that? That's crazy. It's taking for fucking ever.
I bet it's just a wagon connected to a... whatever that thing is.
Oh, oh, God, I hate this music so much.
It's Wubba Lubba Dubbin.
Oh, my God, it doesn't even sound good.
What? Why did this guy climb up something?
What's his ears made out of, like, leather? It looks like plastic or leather.
It could be like a pleather.
It looks like a real Slinky Dog coaster.
It does really look like
that. It doesn't look like it's...
They did a real good
like
job on this one.
It's plastic and stuff.
Even the stuff in the middle is, like, detailed.
Yeah.
It's obviously not paper because it'd be falling apart.
Yeah. There's nobody watching them anymore. Oh, fork. Okay, what the fuck is that? That's, oh, yeah, it's the Toy Story.
Toy Story, yeah.
Yeah, that's a cute detail. Toy Story trailer thing. What? Toy Story Land.
So he just followed this and now he's looking at it?
Oh, they put it on display after. That's cute.
Oh.
I love those alligators in the back. I posted one on my Instagram. Oh, Slinky Duck. Hit it. I would so touch that.
I'd rip it off.
Yep. I would be like, boing, 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 boing.
It's really nice.
Tail. Yeah, that's really cute. They should put that in Toy Story Land.
Oh, that's meta.
Oh, yeah, there's a slinky dog in the slinky dog.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What does it spell? Does it spell anything? No.
Nah. They should have done that.
Wow, you really brought this down here, man. You had the dubstep going, and now you're just like, oh, let's look at this one thing.
Oh, Tiana.
Oh, we're back inside.
I guess Tiana meets that day, too. I wonder if you'll see Mickey. Happy Mardi Gras.
Oh, she
hated, pretty cool. So
she hated that guy.
If you stayed there, I mean, it's raining anyways. It's kind of cool.
Right. You should be in the hot tub, though.
So yeah, that's true.
King cake. I read about that.
I know. I saw someone made those king cake beignets that look delicious. Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
Thanks for the video, though. Naveen and also, Lewis. Of course, Lewis. How do I forget? He cut.
Yeah,
he did a wipe.
He couldn't even remember his own thing.
It took him forever to figure that out. Mm.
She needs a big one.
I want pancakes. Well, thanks again and happy Mardi Gras once again. Why can't we see Mickey? What the fuck?
She's a princess. She's not cooking beignets.
Yeah, she does.
She has
a chef. She
people for that.
Well, she wanted to be a chef.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no, I do too.
You do?
No, I can't cook.
This is going to start playing right away.
Oh, boy. We're going to get right into it?
Yep.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit.
Was that too loud?
No.
Okay.
So next we're watching the surprise celebration parade at Magic Kingdom.
It was a surprise. No one knew it was coming.
Surprise.
Back
yay.
In 1993.
It started in October 1991 and ran until June 1994. This is actually helpful from Cole did another article about Mardi Gras in Disney on laughingplace.com. So
kid knows what he's talking about.
He helped out a lot by getting, you know, us stuff for videos.
Shout out again, Cole.
So this one was originally the celebration parade in Disneyland called Party Gras, and it was for the 35th anniversary. Then it came to Disney World and Magic Kingdom for their 20th anniversary. And then I don't know if they shipped it over, if they duplicated it, but they sent it to Tokyo for their 8th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah, all anniversaries, but even though it's Mardi Gras themed.
So I was going to say it's a surprise celebration, but it's always Mardi Gras.
I guess. I mean, it wasn't even...
It's taking place in May.
Yeah. Well, it started in September, so it wasn't even close to Mardi Gras. So
you can celebrate Mardi Gras whenever you want.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you have to, right?
Yeah. Everyone knows that.
All right, so let's just see what this is about. It's only about 11 minutes, so... Oh, the fucking high school marching band in the beginning. Boo!
Yeah, that's probably all it's going to be.
Oh, God. That would be terrible. It hurts my ears already.
I can turn it down a little bit.
No. I just don't... They're just boring to watch. Like, great, you have flags.
What's this song? I know this song.
Na, 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 na.
That's what it is, the Beatles.
Do, it make me feel all right.
Marching band shouldn't play that music. They ruin it.
I know. They play The Simpsons, though, and that's good. What the hell? That looks like Princess Peach. Oh, she's just a Mardi Gras.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket!
Jiminy has a mask on. That's cute. Some tight-ass leggings on,
Jiminy too. Cricket looks like he's 6 years old.
I know. He's so short.
Pinocchio's
even shorter. That's really weird. Does Pinocchio have a mask on, too? I think so. He's really far away right now. Surprise! Oh, it's a big Roger Rabbit balloon.
Oh, there's Roger Rabbit.
Oh, he's on the front of it. That's cute.
It's meta.
Surprise! Got a jester hat on. Are we counting? 8, 7. Oh, we are counting. 6.
It hasn't started yet.
5, 4. Wow, that's a lot of count. Why wouldn't you start at 3? Surprise! Yay, I missed it.
Wait, you think that's going to keep happening?
I don't know. I like the surprise, though. Is that Geppetto? I think that's Geppetto with the weird hat on. And then the Gideon and Foul Fellow are there, too, I believe.
That's the cat, right?
One of them, yeah. I don't know which one's there.
There's a wolf and a cat.
Yeah, but... Oh, there's Gideon. And there's Foul Fellow behind there.
Where's the goldfish?
I don't know. Foul Fellow's playing with his fucking cape. It's weird. I don't get why. Just like down in New Orleans? We like to read?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's interesting. I like the kitty with the mask. He looks so cute.
Isn't he a bad guy?
Yeah, but he looks cute in his mask. Okay. In his little hat. I feel like those people are going to get run over by the float.
Yeah, they're not moving quick enough.
Are those guests in the front? That's cool. Look, there's like six guests in the front of the Roger Rabbit float.
They walked in and someone said, do you want to be a part of a surprise parade?
That's awesome. They're even strapped in and everything. That's so weird.
It's like they're on a roller coaster.
Yeah. I want to go on that. They don't do that anymore. Well, they don't even have parades anymore, but...
Thank goodness.
Ooh, it's like steaming and everything. Look, they had pyro for this parade. They didn't have that for fucking any other parade. Well, not now, I mean. Oh, this guy's...
These guys couldn't get real girls.
They're walking around with fake puppet girls, and that's really creepy.
It's like the Coco skeletons.
Yeah. They look so weird. Are they skeletons?
They don't look like women. So. I think they're... Oh, maybe they are skeletons.
I can't even see their faces. This is so creepy. I don't like it.
No, they're women.
They don't have legs. It's just like torsos with the skirt down it. That was really creepy. Oh, what's on this float? It says Roger Rabbit on the sides, right?
It has Roger Rabbit.
It has pictures of Roger Rabbit on the sides, like a carousel, but I don't know what's on top. I can't really tell.
I can't read that. I can't make it up.
Yeah, maybe masks. I don't know. Oh, and then these creepy...
Twist.
What?
Surf twist.
Surf twist?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Me neither.
Those creepy masked... they look like they have the doctor's mask on from Sleep No More.
Yeah.
On the stilts.
From the Black Plague.
Very scary. Whoa. The Chiquita Banana ladies are wearing almost nothing.
Well, they're wearing the one piece.
Yeah, but like with a skirt that opens up very wide. I like that. I want that. They have like a stick so they can like swing their skirt around.
It's pretty cool.
I like that. And I like the fruit hat. I want a fruit hat.
I wonder if that's really heavy or not so heavy.
I'm assuming it's not. It's probably all air.
Like the real one would be heavy.
Well, they got like a shit ton of boa on them too for the other arm. What are they supposed to look like?
Bananas.
This is like a fruit float here. What's this?
That's Minnie?
Oh, that's Minnie.
She's one of them.
She's a Chiquita Banana Girl. That's cute. I like all the fruit on this one. Very whimsical. Oh, it's a pineapple float. Pineapple float. Oh, the horsey's pulling it.
But who is in it? It looks like a bear.
Oh, it's Cinderella's carriage, but it's a pineapple.
It's got Louie in it, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, King Louie and another monkey on the front. That was weird.
That was strange.
Now we're going to get desserts, it looks like, maybe. New Mexico? I don't know. I don't know what the theme of this next one is. It's like... Oh, there's the three caballeros.
Yep. It's like a party, that's all.
And they have masks on. And there's a random stilt guy that's scary still. I don't like the stilts. I think they're very unsettling.
They're very unsafe.
Yeah. They got cool.
Just like in Billy Madison.
Yeah, big Donald balloon on the top. How come Minnie didn't get a big balloon?
Because she got that crazy outfit.
She got the fruit. That's it. Dancing weird.
They're dancing slow. Hurry up.
Yeah. Can you move? They should be doing the can-can or whatever. There's only one girl. And I guess this is the Mexican float.
I think they're all girls.
They are? No, yeah. I think they're guys.
I don't think so.
In the pants?
Oh, no, I don't think they are.
Weird.
There's one main girl.
Well, yeah, one wearing a dress. Who's talking? Is that Donald?
One of them was.
Oh, one of the caballeros. It was a...
I don't know their names.
Not Panchito, the other one. Pastoles. I don't know.
Were the caballeros ever a part of the tiki room?
No.
I feel like they'd fit in there.
No.
Yeah, they're birds.
No. Don't put them in there. There's a big drum on Donald's thing. Oh, now there's Chip and Dale and little, like, palm tree mini
floats. They're like go-karts.
Yeah, those are so cute. Are they driving? I think they are.
They are.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I like Chip's better. He has nice colors on his palm tree.
I can't tell the difference between Chip and Dale.
Chip has a black nose. Dale has a red one. Remember, because Chip is chocolate chips.
Oh, okay.
That's how I remember.
I will try that.
Oh, now they're doing samba, and we're watching more people dance, and stilt walkers again.
The in-between the floats is really long.
I know. Oh, no one's here to see you. Everyone's here to see the floats. Bell-bottom stilt walker creeps. They got, like, fucking paper fucking shreds all over them. Looks so weird. And their hat's huge.
Yeah, I don't know how they stand balanced with that hat.
Seriously,
on.
It looks like it's going to fall off.
Oh, yep,
who's on there? Baloo? Who's that guy in the front?
Yep, that's Baloo.
Baloo with like a
banana. Or it's a country bear.
Oh, it's a country bear. You're right. He has like a bandana. And Pluto and two other country bears. And they're all drumming. Oh, Pluto's playing the steel drums. That's cute. So is this a Caribbean float, I guess?
Yep, Jamaica.
Yep. Yeah, man. And there's Pluto on his little pedestal thing, his balloon.
Like he's in a circus.
Yeah. I wonder if it took forever to blow those up, and how did they hide them after, when they go backstage? Must have to go down.
Maybe they deflated on the way.
Maybe. You'd have to hide them, like, pretty fast.
This is okay. A cool float.
The Mickey balloon looks really creepy.
That's Goofy.
Oh, that's Goofy. Okay. I was just going to say that Mickey looks sad. I don't like that. The two-sided, one happy, one sad face.
How come?
It's spinning and it's creepy.
It's like the guy from A Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's very New Orleans, but it's very creepy at the same time. And it's going so slow.
Yeah, it's moving very slow. It's spinning very fast and moving very slow.
I like the happy guy. I don't like the mad guy. Or the disgusted or worried. Ha 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 ha. Song is not very catchy. I can't even really understand any of the words.
Could be the sound quality of the time, though.
That's true. What was this, 93? Yeah.
Oh, I can do that dance, Goofy.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, doing the shopping cart. He's really holding on tight. He won't let go of the bar. Oh, there he goes.
Oh, he let go, all right.
Oh, he's got an ugly face thing next to him. The mask thing is
that thing
so
is
ugly.
Hideous.
Ugh. He's not really dressed.
He's got
themed.
Hands, too.
What's his theme? New Orleans? Oh, like theater? I think it's like theater with all the masks on it and stuff.
I was going to say on vacation, but yeah.
Like the happy, sad masks. He's got a bunch of creepy masks on all over his float. It's really creepy. I don't like their noses.
What are these elephants doing?
Ooh. I like the elephant.
Are these knights?
I don't know who they are, what they're from, though.
They're from Mardi Gras.
I don't recognize them from any movie.
They're probably just
maybe
background
Jungle
characters.
Book, kind of. Yeah. They kind of look like those elephants, but not really. Just the face. Now look, more stilts. Go away. Oh, God, they're kicking. I don't like it. Stop kicking. You're going to kick someone square in the face.
Boom.
Oh, they have horse hats.
They're very chesty.
I like those. Oh, yeah, they are chesty. Oh, what are these, Tomorrowland guys? Look very gay.
They're not Tomorrowland guys. They're just Mardi Gras guys. They're all Mardi Gras.
They're wearing, like, space suits. What are these girls wearing? They look like the fairies, but just one of them from Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, we got the mouse here.
And Mickey. And Snow White and Cinderella and on a staircase.
I like those mouse statues.
Yeah, I like that. Like, Mickey is a jester?
Yeah. I don't think it's a jester. I think it's like a...
What is it called? A servant or royal servant?
I think it's a king.
Oh, maybe.
I think it's a
Mardi Gras
king.
Oh, that's
the
castle float that they always use, I think.
Yeah, the glass one.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
All right, I've had enough of this song.
Yeah, I don't even know what it was. It wasn't catchy at all.
Quite obnoxious.
It'd probably be better if we were seeing this in real life, but...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I like the balloons. That's all I liked. The falloons.
I really like the floats.
Yeah, I do too. But there was few and far between.
It was like five. It was like the perfect size
yeah.
parade.
if they didn't have so much space in between.
Right. It would have been like a 4-minute parade.
Yeah. I like the Roger Rabbit one the best. They need more Roger Rabbit again.
That one was right at the beginning. You could see that and leave.
Mm-hmm. True. I could. All right. What do we have next?
What do we have next? It looks like we have...
Tiana's Showboat Jubilee.
Right. As soon as I click it, it's going to stop playing. So we got to...
Okay. So we have that, which was in Disneyland and Disney World. And they just did like a show to promote the movie coming out, Princess and the Frog. And then after that, we have Princess Tiana's something show, I think.
Mardi Gras
show. Yep. I think that was in Disneyland, I want to say. I'm not going to give details because who cares. And then lastly, we'll finish up with the Universal. So we'll go to the Showboat Jubilee and see how that is.
All right.
I think they did it. Go ahead. I think they did it on the Mark Twain boat or near it. Like it's in Liberty. Well, it would have been in New Orleans Square in Disneyland, but it's in Liberty Square because we don't have New Orleans
Square.
Right.
So this is, okay, this is Liberty Square.
Yeah. You can see the dirt river. Oh, look, the umbrella. That looks like the one that LeVar had in the video.
That could be LeVar.
Oh, yeah. We kind of saw them do this in French Quarter when they announced the Disney Cruise Lines going out of New Orleans now.
They did this?
Yeah. So Mark Daniels did like a promo video at French Quarter with a bunch of people dancing and stuff. And they did this song.
Where's that cruise? Is it going to go out of the same place we went out of?
Yeah. And I think it's going to the Bahamas, I want to say. Or Mexico. I'm not sure. Oh, look at the little frog stand. That's cute.
Do you think it'll still go to the Keys?
No, it won't go all the way to Castaway Key. That'd be too far.
Fuck that then.
Yeah. Unless, I don't know, maybe 7 day, but I doubt it. New Orleans. This just looks like a parade. I thought it was going to be a show.
All it is a parade.
It's just people dancing down the street. I mean, their costumes are cute.
Wait.
I like the can-can
there's
ones.
No one behind them.
Oh, yeah. What? Where are they? Maybe they're going on the boat?
No, it must be a show.
We're painting the town.
This is just the intro to the show.
They're throwing beads at people.
Yeah, no one's showing
this
it.
This is cool. It's like in the middle, like, it's just in the middle of, like, people walking and stuff.
Oh, they are going on the boat.
Oh, yeah, they
the
are
boat.
Going on the boat. So they're going to perform on the boat. That's pretty cool. There goes Tiana. Oh, people are on the boat, too.
This
guy. They can't see the show if they're on the boat.
This guy's not going to make it.
Is the back of the boat?
I don't know. It doesn't look like it.
Oh,
it looks like
Louis.
Their front.
He's cute. Oh, people are playing like trombone and stuff. Oh, they're fucking filming this professionally.
Holy shit. They got a crane.
We're gonna take ya. We're gonna take ya. All the way. I love this song. Going down the bayou. Oh, they're waving napkins and stuff. The people on the bottom are guests.
This song's going to be stuck in my head forever.
Taking it all the way. We listen to this on the way to New Orleans. Come and join the party. Oh, come and join the showboat. I like that. They're waving napkins. I want to be a part of this. Why didn't everyone get to be a part of shows?
They're handkerchiefs. And we didn't. Because we didn't go.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought they were just about to make out. Did you see that?
Yeah. This is really cute. I like the decorations on it. It makes sense to use this boat for something besides people just sitting on it and not liking it.
Right. The only reason we ever went on it was because we were trying to do everything.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. I liked it.
It was a nice, relaxing.
It was long, though. Who's talking? Oh, it was...
I like it because it's pre-recorded.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say it sounds just like him. Oh, the umbrellas. Those are cute.
There's no way those are guests.
No, the ones on the bottom were the guests.
Oh, okay.
The second and third are... Well, what are they playing? Guitars? Oh, they're hats. I thought they were playing guitar.
No, they're just dancing.
Things are sure going my way. They must have filmed this, like... This must have been the first day, I guess. Because they probably filmed it to promo it.
Yeah, they do that.
I guess. It's clearly a professional camera.
To promo the cruise.
No, this is for like Disney World. This was 2009, so.
Oh.
I'm almost there. I like the umbrellas. I want one of those. They should throw stuff off the boat.
Yeah, they should throw Tiana off the boat.
The camera's getting in the way. The freaking, what's that thing called?
It's like a crane.
Crane of camera thing.
I don't know what it is.
She don't care. Ooh, umbrellas have like glitter on them. Well, the tangy thingies are too. They're so sparkly.
She's almost there.
Almost there. The guys dancing next to her are like Dapper Dans.
Yeah. They got some nice
Dapper hats.
Sweater vests.
Dapper vests. The guy next to her couldn't be less enthused.
They don't care.
Oh.
You thought that was Facilier. Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, yeah,
he's
what
gonna,
is it?
He's going to sing his song?
Well, tell us.
Ooh.
He never turned into a human, did he?
No.
That's
but he
too
did.
Bad.
He did join the band, though. Well, I'll tell you. Why couldn't they just get him to change into a human?
I was just thinking that. You can make a
it'd
human an
easier.
Animal, but you can't make an animal
yeah.
a human.
Yeah.
I mean, he can talk and play the trumpet already, so why
I know.
Not?
Might as well be a human. Louis Armstrong?
Yeah.
Why didn't they say Louis?
I don't know.
Must be so hot dancing in that dress she has.
It's pretty comfortable in Disney World.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never hot.
I mean, he's probably hot.
He's creepy because he doesn't move his mouth, so it's just like his mouth is gaping open the whole time. Oh, see, the guests, they get to be music notes. Well, if they drop it, please drop it. That'd
drop
be amazing.
It. Someone
drop it into the water. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
The treble.
Oh, everyone's got them. Oh, they got trumpets and shit.
The treble cuff was in the middle of everything. It didn't make any sense.
You're fucking things up. Oh, I want to be a part of a show, damn it.
You gotta get on the boat.
I wanna move the notes around and shit. Even though they're the same note over and over and over and over.
Angie.
At least that G thing in the end is there.
That's a treble clef.
Oh.
But there's also
one
in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And there's
right.
one at the end.
Maybe that's a new line.
No, well, that's.
That's a new song. Maybe it's a
okay,
new song.
It's a new song.
Yeah, it's a new song over there. God, so many people taking pictures. Calm down. It's not even a good picture.
That's
it's all
a professional
notes.
Camera.
I know, but it's all notes. Why would you take a picture this way? You can't see any of the characters. Oh,
oh my goodness.
Fire.
That must
I
be
told
Facilier.
You Facilier was coming. I knew it. What do we have here? Are we having ourselves a little party? Party? What are you doing here, Dr. Facilier? Besides scaring women, children, and harmless alligators. Aw.
I,
He's strapped
I
in.
I hope he sinks the boat.
The boat is going to sink. Okay, he's overdoing it with the laughing.
Well, he's not the one laughing.
I know, like he's faking it. He's only by himself up there. He's on top of the whole boat.
Right. That's scary.
I know. He's strapped in, but still, it's scary. Can you people shut up? Jesus Christ.
That's the quietest part. Let's all start talking.
Oh my God. This is the best song. What's that purple thing out next to him?
Maybe that's a friend.
The cards.
It'll blow up, I bet. Fill up with air really quickly. Well.
Why weren't you videotaping this whole thing, idiot? Oh, the cards just showed up. That's cool. They're showing the tarot cards, the people.
Let's see.
What's that one? Death? What's that? Death?
I don't know.
Looks like a dementor. Oh, they're all bad. Ha ha.
Yep, you can't win here, pal.
Transformation Central. Ooh, there's ghosts. Okay, it's kind of cool the way they use the windows. Now they have ghosts and dementors.
Definitely dementors.
Okay, that looks cool. They're flying all around.
This would look really cool, like
at night
if it was darker. Yeah.
Yeah. If they had like gold glow up stuff, glow up, glow in the dark stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that.
Because they would, like, if it was lit up, they would look really cool.
Right. Yeah, even if the light was on them and there was dark behind them, it'd be cool. Where'd all the guests go? I guess they don't get to do it anymore.
They were like, everyone come back. Now everyone go
out. There's a lot of cast members in this show. It's going to be at least 50.
Do people just come in for this and then they're like, all right, my shift's over?
Yeah, maybe. Or they go back to like working at an attraction or something. I don't know.
Close an attraction because of this?
It's weird. I wonder how many times a day they did this.
Once.
Now what are they going to do? Show like throw soup off the boat?
This is a terrible rendition of the story.
Yeah. It's just every song. You got it on your fanga.
Yeah, because you have all the nice stuff. That's why you don't care.
Yeah, she's already a princess. Now they're just clapping. I want to see more stuff. It's not good.
This must be the end.
Oh, now they're picking up stuff. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's a tambourine.
Oh.
That's cute. There's a lot of props there. Must be shit all over the floor. So I'm guessing the boat wasn't operating during these, or like during the day.
I would hope not.
Or they'd have to like, I mean, that sign on there is like stuck there. So I'm guessing it wasn't an opera, like how you'd never be able to go on the ride.
Why? It's at the top.
But like,
it's not going to destroy
the ride.
So they'd
have to just get all this props and stuff off, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe they take it when they walk away.
Maybe.
It's on a track, so it has to go all the way around right now. It can't just go back, can it?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it can go back and forth. Look at the guests dressed like preachy people now with the choir.
Yeah.
They put choir shirts on them. Why would you do that? They're not... Because they're part of the choir?
I think they're meant to look like guests. I don't think they are.
They are guests. There's definitely a kid there that doesn't work there.
I think they are. I think they are a choir.
No, that's just random families, I can tell. Whoa, look at the floating arm people.
We knew they were there. You said, what's that thing next to?
Inflatable waving tube men.
But they got no arms.
No arms, though. That looks awesome. Okay, they did a lot for this. Oh, they got the ribbons.
This is a really cool show.
I know. They did a lot for this show, considering it's on a fucking boat. It's really cute. I don't know if I'd stand here this whole time and watch it, but I probably. Yeah.
What else are you going to do? Like, I bet everything's blocked off.
Yeah, true. I'd probably eat while I was watching.
Especially since they're professionally filming it.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, train's going.
It's not the train, that's the boat.
Oh, okay. I thought the train was doing that. I'm like, why would they do that? Kissy, kissy. Take you down, gonna take you all the way down. Makes me want to go to that New Orleans place I found near us and eat some crawfish.
Louie Louie.
When's crawfish in season?
Probably now, I guess.
Oh,
right?
Let's get some. Let's get a boil of crawfish.
Right? When we went down in November, it wasn't.
Yeah. It's probably like a summer thing. Okay. We can stop it. It's just the freaking finale.
But they're still sinking. There's still a lot left.
It's just the boat leaving.
Bye, boat.
Bye.
Told you, it has to go through because it's on a...
Oh, yeah. It's going to go all the way around. And what are they going to do? Sing the whole time they go around the island?
Yep.
That's crazy. All right. Are we going to watch the next one?
Yeah, of course we are. I just want to know when crawfish are in season.
I do want crawfish so bad. I want to try a jambalaya.
Mid-January through early July.
Oh. Yeah, so we're good.
So we're in season.
Yes. We're in the middle of the season.
We made it.
All right. Now what? Princess Tiana's Mardi Gras party or some shit like
celebration?
That.
Celebration?
If it's the same shit, I'm just going to turn it off midway because I'm fucking done with it.
All right, we're done.
Well, we'll see what she's all about. Oh, it looks like it's going to be
New
similar.
New Orleans Bayou Bash.
Bayou Bash at Disneyland. Well, it looks like it's going to be on a stage and not on a boat.
I mean, the boat's there.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Sounds a lot like the last one.
I think it is the same one.
Skip a little ahead because we need them at least on stage. What the fuck? They're still not on stage. Skip. Okay. All right, so Louis and Tiana and Naveen are on stage now in front of Tom Sawyer Island or whatever is over there. I assume they have Tom Sawyer Island, do they? Looks like they do.
Probably. You would know more than I.
I've never been to Disneyland.
Is this the same show, just not on the boat?
It looks like it.
Because that's not fun.
Yay.
And you welcome everybody to our Mardi Gras celebration.
Well, thank you.
Where the music, magic, and celebrating all day long.
All day?
Oh, boy.
Hey, Louis, you looking mad?
Why would they change the show to this?
Why wouldn't they?
I don't get it. So this was out like a year after the other one. Oh, God. Nope.
All right.
Skip. We're done. It's just the same dance. It's just not on a boat.
So we're done with this?
Well, skip a little ahead and see if they do anything different. Nope, they don't. I thought maybe they'd bring guests up or something. It's just, it's less people. It's just less people on the stage.
Doesn't even have the facility, I think.
Wow. That's bullshit.
All right.
Fuck this.
So don't watch
Fuck
this
you,
one.
Fuck you, Bayou Bash.
It's too late. If you're watching along, you're probably already watching, but
yeah.
You don't, so don't
Go
worry
ahead.
About
Have
it.
Have fun watching it. I'm not going to watch it. Fuck it.
All right, so next we're moving on to the Universal
Mardi
Gras.
Yeah, let's end it with Universal Mardi Gras 2019, I believe I got, right? I think most
2019,
yep. There we go. Let's see what they got. We'll see why this is the best Mardi Gras party in Florida or whatever.
That's what I read everywhere.
Yeah, I know. It's nighttime, so that's better. Has all these cool lights on the ground. Can we skip ahead to when it starts?
Well,
fuck? Why do people leave this in?
Yeah, learn how to edit, folks.
Like, fucking do it when the fucking parade starts, assholes. The hell? It looks like a fire truck coming. Or a policeman.
Yeah, that's how parades start.
Not in Universal. What do they need police for? Oh, I guess if it's kind of being authentic to Bourbon Street, then you would have police. Oh, God, they're going so slow.
They'd have them everywhere.
Hurry up. Move your damn motorcycles. I bet they're not real cops. Maybe. Maybe they are.
Maybe they came from New Orleans, so they don't have any jurisdiction.
Ah, yes. What the hell is that thing? Oh, she's still at least she's a normal stilt walker.
Yeah, at least she's...
She's not 10 feet in the air.
She's showing her stomach, at
yeah.
least.
Yeah. Those look so much more normal than the other ones.
No.
The other ones were gigantic
not
for
the
no
two,
reason.
The two on the outside are tall.
They are?
Yeah, they're taller.
Oh, yeah, they're like the double size. They have a little more trouble walking.
She walks funny, yeah.
Yeah. That's really weird. Why even bother with the stilts? I don't get it.
Oh, why do people learn this skill?
Umbrella's cute. Yeah, just like riding a unicycle. Why?
That's true. Why?
I don't know.
Like, I can juggle. Why? Why can I juggle?
Why bother? Is it fun? When do you do it? Never.
Anytime I'm in a produce section.
Yeah. The music's not very loud there. Woo! People in bonus.
The people are loud, though.
Yes, the people, the crowd. There's a lot of people there.
Oh, what is this thing? It's a boat!
Oh, shit. I thought that was a building. It's a fucking float. It's huge.
It's quite appealing.
Oh, it's Jurassic Park. Right? Isn't that the entrance to Jurassic Park in the front?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It kind of looks like it, the archway.
I don't think we're going to see Jurassic Park.
No, I guess not. But this is a... It's definitely in the ocean, so I guess it's a boat. It's supposed to be a boat?
Yeah, it's a boat.
It's a boat.
It's boat rides.
Oh, it's boat rides.
It's Miss New Orleans.
Miss New Orleans. Who's
now,
Miss...
do you think it's actually Miss New Orleans?
Miss New Orleans?
She spent her time
I don't see her.
At Universal
I think
instead
the boat...
of going to...
The boat is called Miss New Orleans.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's a little mill in the back. That's
Are those
cute.
Guests?
Wow, their lighting is so much better than Disney's.
It's really nice.
Holy shit, it's like laser. It looks like the one in Disneyland, the lighting. It's all glowing and like laser and stuff. What the hell is this guy wearing? He's wearing like a Tarzan shirt or jacket or
This
whatever.
Guy right here?
Yeah.
He's dressed like a Chiquita banana girl.
Yeah, kinda. This guy's bare-chested. Ew, he's all oily and sparkly. Hey, yay, yay.
They do that. They're different,
I guess.
They got a different...
Look at this guy. Leading the truck with a just fucking light.
Is it really that hard
I
to
know.
Drive five, not even three
Why
miles
do they have
an
a
hour?
Pickup truck in this? Is this real? Maybe this is real floats.
Yeah, they look real.
That like came from elsewhere because they're just getting pulled by a fucking Chevy. They didn't even dress up the truck at all. I guess they don't care. What is that? Like Loch Ness monster?
It's definitely.
Or it's a Viking ship, I think.
No, it's some type of bird.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's a peacock, I think.
Oh, there it is.
You're right. What does it say? Crew ducklings? Dinosaurs? Dinoramas?
The crew of the Dioness?
Crew of the Dioness?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. They're throwing beads. Oh, we got hit.
The camera.
Oh, God. Now there's the tall stilt guys.
But they're walking much better than...
Yeah, than the girls were. Yeah, creepy. Go away. No. No, don't come near us.
Got right up in your face.
Yeah, I don't like that. Oh, here comes another Chevy.
I thought he was going to smack the camera out of his hand.
That would have been bad. Ooh, this one's very glowy. Oh, so it's like projection mapping on the face. It changes the colors of the mask. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Those jesters look like the one that's in Portaline's French Quarter in front of the pool.
It was, right? Is it not anymore?
Yeah, it's like, it still is. It's still there. I like this one. That face is cute. It's not, like, scary. Oh, this kid's throwing beads or something. Or cast members. I don't know. Whatever they're called there, I forget.
Crewmates?
Crews.
Oh, oh, got hit again. Got no, hit. He's just throwing
he's just
them
an
back.
Idiot. Why'd you throw it back?
Because he wants to see.
Ooh, I like her dress. Like a fucking
lobster.
Poofy skirt. She, oh yeah, lobster. Lobster. Lobster.
Oh, he's a crawfish. He's not
so,
a lobster.
Oh, is that what he said?
No, but that's what he is.
Oh, he's super sparkly.
He said something about the
oh,
camera.
Oh my god, a gator. That was
cool. That was cool.
I like this.
That was a really cool
mask.
They're
all sparkly. Oh, so I guess the girls are shrimp. That's what they are.
Yep. Okay.
They're very scantily clad. They are showing everything. And I like it.
That's why Universal is a little bit more adult.
Mm-hmm. The lighting here is really good on the street. Looks really good. What's this one? It's Under the Sea, maybe?
That's a frog.
Yeah, you don't see the frog.
That's a frog.
Oh,
on
I
the frog.
See it now. There's flowers and seaweed all over it. Woo, frog. It's licking something. It's licking a staff. Alligator Swamp? Is that what it said?
Yep. That's where Victor Crowley lives.
Oh, yeah. Down the bayou. That was a lobster on the back. He's so cute. He has a little crown on, and he's holding some beads.
It's not a lobster.
Yeah, that's I think that's a lobster. I don't think that's a crawfish.
But that's what they eat. They eat crawfish.
Maybe
they
it's
don't
a crawfish.
Eat lobster.
It's really big for a crawfish, though.
That's because it's on a float.
They have lobster in New Orleans, don't they? No, maybe not.
Yeah, but they're known for their crawfish. Oh,
those stilt walkers look cool. Oh, they're birds. These are nice costumes. Very bright.
Guy's just wearing pants.
Very skin tight. All the guys are shirtless. And shiny. And chesty. I don't think any of the guys in Disney work out that much.
Nope. And that's why
they work.
They have to wear shirts.
Yeah. Come on, float. Why do they have to freaking guide these trucks every time?
You literally just have to drive in a straight line.
Yeah, how hard is it? Can you not see?
Follow the one behind you.
No. There's a line in the middle of the ground. Just keep it in the middle. Imagine if he just floors it.
This is a crane.
Oh, there's a bird. Yeah. That's a scary crane. I don't like that. Aiko, aiko. Oh, there's a lot of birds on this one. It's like a tiki room.
Very much like a tiki room.
Oh, God. What are they throwing? Beads?
Beads.
It's like going really high in the air.
Trying to hit
the
back. Oh,
the lighting on this one's really cool. It's like going all around. All right.
So it's float, dancer, stilt walkers,
yep.
Float.
Yep, pretty much. And then just different animals. Oh, look. There's another peacock on the back.
That's
cool.
A nice peacock.
That is nice. Woo! I need beads. Okay, oh, she's a bee.
She's the queen
that's
bee.
That's cute. Aw, she looks so cute.
That's why she's bigger.
Oh, little bees, too. Stilt bee and then little bees. And then a stilt flower, which is really cool.
They're going to pollinate
their
those.
Their costumes are really well made. Way better than Disney's. Is that training?
Wow.
Look kind of crazy. Oh, another bee. I could do that.
Yeah, they're not doing anything.
Yeah. Hi, guys. So this one has to be flowers, I'm guessing. I see a theme here.
That's a butterfly.
As a bee. I think that's a bee.
That could be a bee.
It's a queen bee, and she has, like, girl eyes.
She's not going to have boy eyes if she's a queen bee.
She's a queen. And there's little worker bees around her. Oh, are they? No, they're dressed. No, they're not dressed like bees. Come on.
I think those are people from the park.
Oh, probably. It looks like it. Yep, you're right. I mean, I thought there were people that worked there, but...
I thought so, but I don't think so.
I think they're just family members now. That's pretty cool. Oh, the snail on the back. Ooh, it's lighting up all cool.
Move it, snail.
Move it. These people, like, bringing up the rear of each float, too. Oh, now we've got Bollywood.
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
It's happened like
belly
six times.
Belly dancing on the stilts. I don't know what the hell they are. They're like midgets compared to the stilt walkers. Oh, I know this song. Sounds like Weird Al.
It's weird how everyone's having such a good time.
Oh, it sounded like Skipper Dan.
Maybe it's what Skipper Dan is parodied of.
I mean, it probably is. Oh, there's a tiger. I like that.
Oh, it's coming up.
What are they yelling?
Oh, it's coming up. What does that mean?
Rawr. It's a king tiger. Oh, shit, there's fire.
Gotta love fire.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, there's monkeys in the back.
As if it's
oh,
not hot enough, let's have some fire.
Fire! Always need more fire. It looks like it's going to catch on fire. Oh, the monkeys are so cute in the palm trees.
Where's my daughter?
That's your daughter?
Nope, yep, that's my daughter.
Was she an ice queen?
I don't know.
The next one's, I guess, frozen themed. Ice themed. The dancers in between don't really do a whole lot.
They're not dancers. They're just...
Oh!
They're hype squad.
It's got smoke.
What the hell is
oh,
that?
Oh, what thing? Is that? A yeti?
Is it a whale or a buffalo?
Oh, it's a whale, I think. Yeah, you're right. The whale let out some fog for some reason. Is it blowing its hole or something?
It didn't even look... It looked like it came out of the nose.
Well, it should have came out of the blowhole.
Why are all these royalties?
Oh, there it goes. Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't think it's coming out. I think it's
it's not coming out of the whale.
The float.
Yeah. So this is the... I guess this is the North Pole? Because there's an angry walrus on the side and penguins.
Penguins are from the South
angry
Pole.
Angry walrus with a sparkly mustache.
Polar bears are from the North Pole. This is inaccurate.
Oh, shit. It's very pretty, though.
It is really nice.
Ooh, polar bear. Yay. He's so cute. He has a little necklace and mask on. So cute.
All the animals like to celebrate, too.
What are they? They mermaids?
Yeah.
Yes, mermaids! Oh, it's seahorses. Oh, the guys are seahorses. Why are all the guys so, like, bulked up? What are they, like, pay for steroids for these people?
They're not bulked up. They're just...
chiseled.
Right. They don't eat.
That takes skill. That doesn't take...
They're the opposite of bulk.
Is she a jellyfish? That's cute. Come on. I want to see the ocean. Oh, look, a turtle! I think. I always see an animal and that's always different.
No, nope, that's a turtle. You got it
okay,
right this
nice.
Time.
Nice. Turtle. Those bubbles. Ooh,
you
fun.
Gotta have bubbles under the sea.
I love bubbles. Bubbles. There's not much on the sea one.
It's amazing how much different this park is.
The turtle didn't have a crown. He had beads though. Treasure chest. Seahorses, jellyfish. What's on the back? What's that thing?
Just a fish.
A fucking large ass fish. No mermaids. What the fuck?
No mermaids, just the one or two.
Ooh. Fucking fishes. Just looks like the whale from the other one, just different colors. Whoa, she looked topless. She looked like she just had pasties on.
They put her way
that
across the screen, that's why.
All right, stupid dancers, get out of the way. I don't know what the theme of this one is. Jazz?
Jesus?
Is it Jesus? Was that say? Did it say something? Oh, it's just trumpets. So it's jazz. And there's a piano.
It's not just trumpets.
Some guy playing trumpet in the front. It's like a statue of someone.
Oh, yeah, I can't read what it says.
I'm sure it's Louis Armstrong or something.
It's Bourbon Street.
Oh, that's cute. They have a building behind them with jazz players in the windows. That looks really nice. That was really detailed. Looks like an actual.
Are
like,
you gonna play the trumpet? Or are you just gonna swing it, pal?
That's cute. I like that one. Oh, what's this guy? He's got a staff with a fucking globe on top of it or something. Is he a Power Ranger?
Yep.
Ugh. It's like Magic Mike every time we switch freaking floats.
You're like, yep. Oh man.
Oh, man.
Oh, they're excited. The ladies are excited.
What's this one? Is that a guy?
That is a winged woman.
I don't get it. Is she a mermaid?
It's a mermaid winged woman.
I don't get it.
That's what it is.
A mermaid with wings instead of arms. I don't get it.
Nobody does.
And then there's a big crown in the middle with stairs. Jesus. Another queen. Yay, beads. Oh, watch out. That was a vase.
We're slowing down here. What's going on?
Yikes. That girl's fat. Oh, there's a queen. The queen's trying to dance, but she can barely walk. It must not be that hard to do stilts, because there's a lot of people in this parade that can do it.
Right.
I think
you have to do is be able to stand on them, and then you can do it.
I don't get it. I'd probably fall.
What?
I didn't get how you stand up on it. Do you have to, like, go off from somewhere else? You have to go up somewhere high?
I would assume so.
That's crazy. Oh, there's an alligator smoking. It's a huge-ass alligator. That's scary. Is its eye going to move? That'd be weird. Nope, it didn't.
So they're all basically...
Ew, they're touching it.
They're all basically floats that just stay still.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks like he stretches out a bit, though.
Oh, it does look like it stretches. I don't think it does, though. It's not, at least. That was weird. Maybe it was just to attach several cars. It's huge.
Yeah, it's very big.
It's definitely the Skipper Dance song. It's just not the Skipper Dance song itself. I didn't know this was a real song. All right, I think that's the end. Literally.
Looks like the end.
The end of the alligator. That wasn't bad.
That was better than I expected it to be.
It was definitely
I didn't
cute.
Think it'd be so
long.
Provocative.
Oh.
I knew it'd be long. I checked the time on all these.
Yeah, it was quite provocative. I think I like that part, though.
Yeah,
I think that Disney could use a little more risque costumes.
But Disney's for the children.
But they used to have costumes like that. They just don't anymore.
It's a different time.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever, Disney. Okay, well, that's our Mardi Gras episode. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. There you have it. You can find us on whatsdispodcast.com and get a quote and buy t-shirts and follow us on Twitter at whatsdispodcast and get us on Facebook at whatsdispodcast and all the other
things. I think it's whatsdispod. Just go to whatsdispodcast.com. That'll take you everywhere.
That's true. It's all there. It's all good and dandy. And anything else?
That's it for me.
Yep, I think that's good. And we'll come back at you with maybe some Magic Kingdom stuff next time or
probably
something.
Probably Communicore Part 2.
No, we got to do a few more. We got to
break
it up.
Oh, you want to do a few more? Okay.
I think we should do like maybe two in between and then go back to Communicore. And,
all right.
Yeah, we'll miss it. So.
Sounds good.
Okay, au revoir. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.